Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug Hayes, Kenny Rapper's genius, he's in his teeth with 50 as a top of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Jordan. Hey, Kayla? Kala. God damn it. My name is Doug. Not Kala or Jordan. And I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, August 7th, Two Oceans 12. Since last I spoke and you listened, I tried to watch The Lucky One on my flight from Toledo, but the audio didn't work at my seat. And my seat alone. So I consider myself to be the lucky one. I've got Doug Loves Movies tapings coming up on Sunday, August 12th at Comedy Works in Denver, Monday, August 13th at Meltdown Comics right here in Los Angeles. Monday night, the guests are good. At least one of them is. And he promised to bring along some other great guests. So come out on Monday night to Meltdown Comics, those of you that are in L.A. Sunday, August 19th, I'll be at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. Again, already lined up some awesome guests, schedules permitting. And on Monday, August 20th, I'll be at Helium in Philly. If you can't make it to any of those shows I just mentioned, don't worry, because you'll be able to hear them for free. That's right. All Doug Loves Movies are free from this point forward. Now it's time for our watch. I mean, until that it changes. Now, I'm just saying, for the time being, Benson Interruptions $2, and Doug Loves Movies is all free. And hopefully, you'll pitch in that $2 every once in a while out of guilt. But also, if you don't, that's cool too. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the United States is Dark Knight Rises. Number two. Oh, yeah, okay. There's a little excitement for it. And number two movie is Total Recall. I haven't seen the Total Recall reboot, so it would be unfair for me to judge it. So watch Dark Knight Rises, not Total Recall. Because I already know I like Dark Knight Rises. And I'll get back to you later if I was wrong. I won't be getting back to you later. Seriously, what are the odds that Total Recall is better? In on any planet. Because everything I hear about it is let's remake Total Recall, but let's take out all the heady stuff and just make it into an action movie. And it was like the first one was not that heady. You didn't have to fucking dumb it down Len Wiseman. Director of all the Underworld movies. And I also, I recommend Celeste and Jesse Forever, which I also have not seen. Let's check out the prize bag. Got some items in here. Of course, we got two of my CDs, Smug Life and Professional Humoridian. And we've got a copy of, for Doug Diggs at this particular episode, it's a copy of the original 40 Years of Everlasting Fun. It says on the cover, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah, love that movie, love Gene Wilder. And you might recognize this guy's DVD. He's a member of the Death Squad family. And he also brought T-shirts that we'll talk about when he gets out here. But he brought three different sizes in case the winner, you know, so that the winner doesn't have to sweat not being the right size. And so whoever wins is going to have two other T-shirts to give away. Oh, and also, where is it? Small Altoids Smalls peppermint, half gone. Like the person that contributed these ate some of them. So that's kind of a cool gift for considering she didn't remember to bring something. Please welcome Amy Schumer, Ben Schwartz, and Bert Kreischer. Schumer, Schwartz, and Kreischer. Hey, you guys. This is the single most stumbled into theme show I've ever done. Because I asked the three of you without thinking about this, but you all have S-C-H in your names. You all have a sh in your name.
You're
get
so
loud!
Right.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
No one's wow. interested.
They will, by the end of it, they'll care.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's going
to
change their
name. Yeah. People are always kind of, they're chilly to Ben at first, but at the end they go apeshit.
People
oh
fucking hate me in
Everyone
the beginning.
Everyone starts jailing.
Hate me.
Seriously?
No, not usually.
No. Just having fun.
It's a good time.
Amy Schumer's here, everybody.
Guys, oh my God, please clap more.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's called individual applause that you deserve.
Thank you.
You're here in LA because just recently you taped and it will air on August 12th, I think.
The roast?
The Comedy Central roast of Roseanne.
Yes.
How did it go?
I ate
inside
shit.
Scoop.
No,
you
it
what?
Was good. I
you
went
ate
first.
Shit?
I didn't know I was going
you
first.
You came out and you went, Roseanne, this is for you, and you ate
I
a
ate
shit.
I ate my own shit. I said, this is how much I love
Smeared
you.
Smeared it all over your face.
She said, how does this show? I was like, I don't know, but just watch me eat my own shit. And I did.
What's your joke? Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Sure, Bert.
Okay. Yes, Bert.
What's your joke that's like going to get really hot this year?
Oh, like what's going to cause the death threats?
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll
she
air
She figured
that.
Out a way to talk about the same guy. She did another jackass
right.
joke.
Yeah.
That would have been
another,
weird.
I murdered another jackass member.
It would have been good if you were like, what's up with Ryan Dunn, guys? And then it was silent. And you're like, oh, what? Too soon?
No. This won't air till after that, right?
No, before. So don't give anything
right.
away.
No spoilers, but all the jackass guys are dead.
Oh, man, that's a huge spoiler.
Oh,
you
God.
Said no spoilers,
I
that's
say
the
it.
Biggest
I
spoiler.
Say it. I just said it. Shoot.
You didn't make the point of watching that.
Oh, shoot.
You didn't really make the super offensive list on the internet.
It wasn't super offensive when I said it at the roast. It was just last time. It was just super offensive when the editor chose to cut to Steve-O looking like he was going to cry. So.
Oh, yeah. I totally had
you
your back
You know what I mean? Like
that,
there was, that joke in the room wasn't like, whoa. So that didn't happen this time, but that does not mean I will not get death threats again.
Well, that's the crazy thing about jokes is that joke was not... not making fun of the fact that that guy died. It
no.
was saying you wished
wish
that the
Steve-O
guy that
was
alive
dead.
Was
Am
dead.
Am I alone in this?
Yeah.
And Steve-O, who also, he probably was very nice to you afterwards.
He was. Well, actually, he just recently called and apologized to me for not getting my back.
Are you shitting me?
No. Ew. I am not.
Do you know how much he makes at clubs?
Don't even.
Why,
are you doing
why
this
do you
sauce?
Know?
Give me, now I'm having a beer. Now I'm having
a beer.
Look what you just did to me. You drove me to drink.
I'm not going to tell you.
Do you
want to
know what I make at clubs?
Wait, what does he do at clubs? Why would he
does stand-up.
Oh, he does stand-up?
And lights his ass on fire. That's his closer. And
yeah, then, yeah, it is.
Is that true?
It really is. It really is. It really is. Actually, I heard he's
I followed it once.
That's amazing.
At the Universal Amphitheater, I followed him doing that.
What do you...
Gibson Amphitheater is now called.
You have to light your dick hole on fire. That's
no,
the only
I just
way to follow
dick
that.
Hole?
Yeah.
Do you realize how small of a little area that would be?
I have the biggest dick hole in the world.
Prove it.
My dick hole is as big as my balls.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think my dick hole got injured at some
Wait,
point.
Wait, you probably have really tiny balls.
Yeah, like, I have like dick hole-sized balls. Makes my dick look huge.
Maybe you have a pussy and you're just too
No, I mean like
confused.
I have this like hole in the middle. I have a hole in the middle.
Okay.
And then like a really tiny dick up top.
That's a clit.
When you see it, you're gonna be like, way to go, Ben.
No, we realized that we were doing God's work tonight.
Here, let me touch
it. I like when Sir Mix-a-Lot would rap hole in the middle and a dick on top.
With a smaller hole that's up above that, that's where the pee comes out of then.
Bert Kreischer is here, everybody.
Well, an anatomy Bert joke Kreischer. Doesn't work here, huh?
Keep it real with the Budweisers, Bert. You have
yeah, he brought,
shows,
a,
yes.
he brought a case of beer.
Buds.
I called and I go, hey, what's the alcohol policy at your club? And they go, oh that's on your iPhone. That's on your iPhone.
Doug rolls with it. And his notes are the bigger. These James Lipton notes are the...
It's the part we've already gotten through.
It literally says, make a dick hole joke, and that's all it says.
You
on the
wrote
whole sheet
that
of paper.
Down?
Make a dick hole joke, introduce Bert.
That was written on pen to paper.
It's all over the prizes, and more importantly, the wires.
Yeah.
Is that not alarming?
No, that's not a problem.
We're good.
Okay.
They're covered.
None of these things are problems.
Oh my God. They'll have to dedicate the roast to me.
That is, it's kind of a race. All of you want to maybe die before
yeah, who's
you,
gonna
it
die
airs.
This year?
That 10-day window.
There's no hope. Everybody, we're all going to die.
What was your favorite joke you wrote in the roast?
For this year?
Yeah, your favorite
one.
I mean, if you had to say it on a podcast about movies.
Okay, well, Carrie Fisher was up there, so I was like, Carrie Fisher. I was like, this dais looks like...
Wait, the same Carrie Fisher that broke her teeth out with a rock in someone's backyard?
Is that...
Yeah.
She why did I not hear
why
that?
Why wouldn't any
How does no one
know about
write
that?
A fucking joke about that? She crawled in someone's backyard and took her teeth out with a fucking rock.
On purpose?
No.
Like a rock?
Because that
She's
would
like,
be
help,
the
I can't,
perfect story.
I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
no.
That's
no.
what I'm thinking
no.
of.
Please, Margo someone Kidder. In this alternative crowd.
Margo Kidder. He,
Margo
this guy
Kidder.
Said.
Oh, it's Margo Kidder. You're
oh
right.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. Amazing.
It's Margo Kidder.
Benson, if you had your fucking notes, we would know that.
He has children.
It's Margo Kidder. You're right. Okay, who answered that? Did
yeah,
Sam
let's give
Cook
let's give that
die?
Person a shirt right
I
now.
I know how Sam Cooke died.
I don't
but
care.
Raping a woman.
I don't care
oh
what
God,
size
Sam
you are.
Wait, hold on. How did Sam
They're
Cooke die?
They're two different
His
stories.
Dad
Where are you, Margo?
Well, he was raping
room.
A woman.
Where's Margo? Up top.
Oh, is that Chuck?
Wait, how
I think
did
I
Sam
gave
Cooke
him the
die?
Small.
Didn't Sam Cooke get shot in a hotel room?
Yes, correct. But there's two different stories on how. This has
raping
nothing to
a
do
woman.
With
it was raping a woman.
No,
it was raping a woman. Google
My God, what's
it
happening to you?
It's only rape if you remember it.
Okay. How do you believe Sam Cooke died?
Well, no, these are the two stories. One is that he took advantage of a woman, but the other one the other one is
took advantage.
No, no, no.
Just felt her up when she said no, or what?
I don't know, man.
I'm talking pants around the ankles, socks on, gaiters, and a fucking shot to the chest.
She didn't shoot him. The manager of the hotel shot.
You're right.
But the other thing was that you know what you just
no. I just want my answer to be the closest to what you get.
The other story is that it was a woman that has a huge track record and has been for robbery, and she stole all of his clothes and all of his money.
So she deserved to get raped.
And so he didn't rape her, and then she ran away with everything. And he went to the manager. Was like, where is that woman? I know where that woman is. And he was yelling at her, and in self defense, she shot him.
I heard that one too.
I'm gonna go with the former.
I love Sam Cooke. He's my favorite singer.
Someday they'll make a movie about
it. I slept with the guy because he introduced me to Sam Cooke.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Wait, yeah. How did you get introduced to Sam Cooke?
No, I mean like the music.
That's so funny.
I
like,
worked at that hotel.
This is Sam Cooke. You want to fuck me, don't you? Look at him.
I was a child. My mother had stolen his clothes.
Maybe that wasn't really Sam Cooke.
No, it wasn't. Amy.
Was it Danny Glover?
It was Danny Glover. That's a 45-year-old black gentleman.
How many times have you been
Morgan
Freeman? I keep
running
Freeman? In front of Danny Glover.
Every time? How about every time?
I see Lou Gossett Jr. twice a week.
You are so lucky.
Oh, because you're a big fan of Enemy Mine?
Oh, Iron Eagles?
Should I have said Officer and a Gentleman? Where'd I lose you? Where'd I lose you? How about Roots? Roots? Big fan of Chicken George?
Oh, my God. Shit, let's get to the movies.
Yeah.
Chicken George.
I got the references. Did anybody make fun of Roseanne's motion picture She-Devil?
Wait,
with
you didn't
Meryl
see your
Street?
Joke. What was your? Someone texted me. Is it if this is your Carrie Fisher joke? Someone texted me what it
what's
was.
What's your Carrie Fisher joke?
You're about to tell it, and then we went on a tangent.
Oh,
about
yeah.
Breaking her teeth out with the rod.
What was your joke about Roseanne being fat that they published everywhere?
I feel like I'm in hell right now.
Because that's not giving any. That's not giving anything away if you say you did a.
Oh, they used my least favorite joke on the promos because the Olympics are still going on. But this joke I liked. I said, because Wayne Brady was on the dais also. I said, Carrie Fisher, I said, this dais looks just like the cast of Star Wars. I'll be Princess Leia. Jeff Ross is Chewbacca. And the only difference between Wayne Brady and Luke Skywalker is Wayne will never know who his father is.
Oh, I did not hear that joke.
That's good.
Why did that make the offensive list? What's happening in this country?
That's nothing.
The only difference.
That was not a bad one. Yeah, shit. I'm sure Wayne I'll get Brady some sort of a death threat.
Ben Schwartz is here, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Ben Schwartz!
Thanks, Amy.
Congrats on the success of Spider-Man.
Thank you guys so
Wait,
much.
You're in Spider-Man?
Yeah, I play Spider-Man.
You're amazing.
I play Spider-Man, the more Jewish version of Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Do you have any more movies coming out starring Andrew Garfield?
What am I doing next? Probably Spider-Man 2. I don't know what else he's doing.
You got a bunch of things coming out.
I did a couple movies in between filming Parks and Rec and House of Lies. So I did a couple more. I did three or four more. Hopefully they get released.
Yeah, IMDb has like four projects. One of them's animation, but still.
Yeah. I'm also in an animated TV show that's coming out next month called Randy Cunningham, Ninth Grade Ninja. Does anybody watch Disney XD?
I do.
Do you?
I don't watch Disney if it's not XD.
I will call your phone and be my character to your daughters all day.
Are you serious?
No,
that
I'm not
sound
kidding.
Like a good offer.
Come on.
I felt weird after I said it.
No. Now you have to fucking do it. You can't break children's hearts like that.
I will be the characters for your daughter masturbating all day.
Hey, how are you?
Daughters, I'm sorry.
Jeff Garcia did that to my daughters. Because he was, remember that?
Oh, yeah, he was Jimmy Neutron.
Wait, what did he do to your daughters?
Jimmy Neutron.
I'm a few
Jimmy
conversations
Neutron.
Back.
Yeah, Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, okay.
I too worked on a show with Amy where we thought our careers would take off at the same rate.
Yeah, but
what show?
We did a show for Comedy Central called Reality Bites Back.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
See, that's exactly how many people watched it. Just this guy.
You got thrown off earlier than Amy, though, right?
Amy almost won it.
Yeah,
it was almost. A competition show.
Yeah. And then you got kicked off, and I face fucked Mike Liam Black naked.
And he offended Greg Louganis.
He's a heterophobe. Louganis is.
Yeah.
Heterophobe.
I came on to him.
Just say it. You came on him. Why don't we?
I thought he was the judge, and you had to get him to like you.
Greg Louganis was the judge.
Yeah, we learned how to dive. We spoofed a different reality show every week.
I'm very interested in
this
program.
It was a funny show.
It was a funny show.
It was a good show.
So I thought if I came on to Greg Louganis, like that, he would then vote me on to the next.
And I remember saying, Bert, don't fucking do that.
And I did it anyway. Like fucking bent over and showing my ass, like everything, like hardcore
on the show.
On the show. And then Greg Louganis fucking sits us down at a table, and
he's
the first
so
thing
offended.
Out of his mouth was, "You're straight." And I went, "Yeah." And he goes, "It's not cool." And I go, "What?" And he goes, "You don't come onto a man when you don't have no intentions of following through." And I went,
cock tease Louganis.
I was like, you have AIDS. Like, do you really think I was going to follow through with that?
No.
I'm being dead serious. And he went like this. He goes, "You're safe and you're safe. Bert, you're kicked off." And I went, "What the fuck? Like, I thought this was a
Comedy Central
show.
I was just coming on to a gay dude and telling him I wouldn't want to fuck him because he has AIDS.
Yeah.
Why would I get thrown off for doing that?
I thought it.
I think the AIDS line probably got the
boot. He knew he had AIDS.
He fucking knew what you were thinking.
He knew
the
he
last
had...
second.
Okay.
The patient is always the last to know.
This show is far more fucked up than any other Doug Loves Movies I've ever done.
Yeah. That was bound to happen.
Let's play the loot in the pool.
It doesn't get that crazy when Sam Levine is on.
We talk about Freaks and Geeks a little bit.
Bert Kreischer is here.
Yeah. Nice. Everybody likes him, but Greg Louganis.
Let me ask you this, Amy. In Mike Birbiglia's Sleepwalk With Me, you play the role of Amy. How did you prepare?
Thank you. Well, the only way I really could prepare was I knew I was going to be cut out, which I was.
Oh.
Me and Hannibal just had to show up to a green room, the UCB in New York's green room, and pretend to be interested in a story that Henry Phillips was saying.
So you're not in it?
No, I think we got cut out. I think
yeah,
so. Did
I
you see
I saw it?
It.
Yeah, I saw it at South by Southwest, and yeah. I when I saw
you
on IMDb
recognize me.
That you were in it, I was
it still
like,
says I was in it.
I was like, really?
Yeah, me and Hannibal.
Because I think
got...
I perk up like, oh, Amy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Like I did. Like at one point, I was like, oh, Jesse Klein.
Jesse's in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I he was like, can you come shoot this thing tomorrow? And me and Hannibal woke up really early, and then we got cut out
together.
Hard. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
He could do better than me.
Hannibal Lecter? Who are you talking about?
Burris.
The Hannibal Lecter?
The future of motherfucking comedy.
Did you think it was Sam Cooke?
Yeah. Just come up to me at a bar and tell me you're Sam Cooke. I will blow you.
She will blow your penis. She will blow your fucking tiny penis
I will blow
your
tiny
slit.
Clit penis.
Bert, you were on an episode of The Shield?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's one of my favorite movies on TV. What did you do on it?
I played a guy. I got in trouble. I played a guy who... I got in a lot of trouble.
Oh, did you... Michael
who,
Chiklis does not have AIDS. Why do you... Why is that your go-to?
Came on to Mike. No. I played a peeping Tom who was watching a black dude fuck his wife. And but in the real... In the character, it was... I was into that. I like dudes fucking my wife. But I was dressed in a DWP outfit, so I was peeping Tom. So I figured my character would be playing with his dick. So, wait, I'm just saying, I've never peeped in Tom. I've never done it, but I'm just saying
I think
that
a lot,
I did,
I think a lot of them watch and then reference it later right. Through the magic of memory.
Not this guy!
I'm a character actor, damn it.
Why'd you tell us that the guy was black?
Because this is important.
Oh, man,
important.
I was hoping it wasn't.
No, it's not going to.
It's important.
There's no way
because
it's important.
It's important.
No way.
It's important.
All right, let's hear
so,
it.
So, I'm playing with my dick. Chick drives up, the cop that's supposed to arrest me, girl, I forget her name, but if you've seen the show, it's her, and she gets out of the car, sees me playing with my dick, and goes, cut, this is fucking ridiculous. And now I'm holding my dick in my hand, and everyone stops.
Wait, your dick is out?
No. I'm just playing with it like
your
this.
Instincts are no, so hold on, poor.
Hold on.
Your instincts are so poor.
Hold on. I'm playing with it through the pants. So... They cut, they stop
How
down.
How can you play with your dick through your pants? You would have to go inside
like
yourself.
Look, I'm also wearing a DWP coverall, so hold on, I haven't even gotten there. I'm playing with it through the pants. She calls cut, says to the director and Chiklis, this bullshit, this guy's fucking masturbating. And I feel horrified. This is the first thing acting-wise I've booked that's like serious. Oh. And I'm shut down, probably 27, 28 at the time.
But
and I'm
fully
like,
hard.
Oh, it gets worse.
Just strong.
So they take her off set. Chiklis and the director comes up to me, and I'm like, here we go, I'm about to get torn up. And Chiklis looks at me, he goes, great choice.
That's amazing!
Wait, it gets better. He goes, we're going to hold her in the first position. What I want to do is I want to get a bunch of tights of you playing with your dick, and a bunch of like zoom in, like smash, can we get some of that? Yeah.
Was he directing?
So the other guy, I think he was, it was like a co-share, but the other guy was the director. So so Chiklis leaves, and the guy goes, you know what you're doing? I said, yeah, and he goes, I want to see you come up from around the house, peek in, and then go at it. So I'm like, all right. So I come from around
it's
the
FX,
house.
It's FX, Amy.
I get in, and I'm fucking in. I'm really playing with it, right?
Don't look at me in the eyes when you do this.
I'm playing with it.
No. You look at the audience,
and
or you look at Amy?
Fuck, I put my hand in the jumpsuit. I'm starting to get hard, and I'm like, oh. And then I'm doing it for like 2 minutes. I'm like, are they even fucking rolling on this? Because I'm just playing with my dick forever. And then I start thinking, they're sitting behind the camera going, let's see if he comes. Like, you know? I fucking played with it for like 10 minutes, and then I'm like, did we get it yet? And they're like, yeah, they broke it for fucking lunch. And I'm just sitting there jacking off in a corner. The reason it's important that he's black is because they cuff me, they bring me around the front, and then a big 6'7" black dude answers the door, and he's like, yo, what's up? And so it looks like I'm watching two black people fuck, and then I go,
what?
Can you tell them that I'm with you? And he goes, yeah, dude's with her. And then a little tiny white girl comes out, and she goes, he's my husband. And they're like, uncuff me. I was still hard, but
still were you hard in your life? Not important. He was black.
Not important.
Not
at all, by
so important. He was black.
Fucking important. If I want to be racist, I'll just be racist.
Do it.
Amy?
Sorry.
Amy?
Sorry.
It's true. You have to want it.
Yeah,
it's really true.
You have to want it.
I can't believe
it. I didn't do the casting. Although I will say that in being cast as the guy that played with his dick, I didn't read any lines. Like, they just brought me in as a pervert. Yeah, I did. I was like, can you tell me what... And they just brought me in as a pervert.
That could have been an extra. They just shout background action and
plays
with themselves. Everybody started jerk off in the background.
Yeah. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Your children are going to be taken away.
TV show's on Disney XD. It's for 7-year-olds. It's about a 9th grader who wants to be a ninja. What else should we talk about, Doug Benson?
Well, I want to hear
I want to talk about...
it's just my voice, but higher.
Like what?
How much higher?
Do it.
Do they do it electronically or do
no,
you do
I
it?
No, I have to do it there. Okay. And I usually lose my voice. I do like 2 episodes in a row and then I lose my voice every time.
Let's give us just a taste.
Really?
Yeah, because Bert needs something to jerk off to.
It's not, it's just like, it's like up here. Everything I say is up here. That's it. I'm like, I play a 9th grader.
That reminds me of a comic. Who is it? Keep doing that.
Emo Phillips?
No.
Do you guys remember Emo Phillips?
He's really up there.
Judy Tenuta?
It's probably Judy.
Tenuta? No,
it's probably Judy Tenuta.
Oh my god, I haven't heard you laugh in so long.
He's got the most infectious laugh. I want to have him and Kulop and Pete Holmes all on one show.
Pete Holmes!
Pete Holmes is laughing.
Laughs so hard.
Oh, God, he loses his
shit.
Like
just an animal, like a raw animal.
Yes.
All right, so let's play some games.
Yeah.
Starting with a quick version of how did this shit get made? How much did this shit make, I meant.
Not the popular Paul Scheer podcast?
I don't know. Yeah, and they don't use the word shit in there, do they?
Probably
they
not.
Just say, how did this get made? Mm-hmm. But how much did this shit make is the name of this game. And I'm going to go from Amy, and then Bert, and Ben. And
I'm sweating my dick off. You don't have beer.
I'm sweating my dick off. I got to grab this thing.
Yeah.
I got to fucking grab this thing.
Was it hot that day on the set of The Shield?
Yeah, man.
I had the flu.
Because...
Yeah, I thought, okay, never mind. Am I the only one this fucked up right now?
High or
minus?
No, I'm
drunk?
Just, this has been a very long day. Let's start.
Okay, yeah, he's right.
No,
he's
fine.
Been through a lot.
Do you know this game?
No, I do not. But
how much did this shit make? It's like Price is Right, but you're going to guess how much domestic box office
a
known movie made.
Okay.
And Amy's going to go first. It's the person with the closest...
Without going over?
Guess without going over, yeah. Yeah, so you know how that works. And the movie is the original Step Up. Yeah. They've made 3 more.
I know. You can't start your own crew. if you knew how many times I've seen those movies. I think the first movie
in
theaters...
How much did the first one make in theaters?
I'm going to say... $1 million.
Oh, God.
$1 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it a hit? I thought it went right to DVD, actually.
Bert?
Well, you just said they did 3 more.
Yeah. So what?
That is a clue of sorts.
Yeah, step up again, and 1 more.
Did a lot of people see Furry Vengeance? There was a sequel to that shit.
Really? There was a sequel to fucking The Tooth Fairy.
Well, that was a
Was
great
it really?
Tooth Fairy 2 with Larry the Cable Guy. My kids are watching it now.
All right, 1 million. What do you guys
I'm waiting for the sequel that's called Step Up, Watch Your Head.
Fuck you, Doug, okay?
The current one is Step Up Revolution because it's...
For real?
Yeah, they're not just dancing.
No, they're not dancing. Oh,
they're right. Changing people's minds.
They're what country changing the it? Game.
Chile. What's your guess?
I'm going to say Step Up made $45 million.
Okay.
I think it's a really good guess. Channing Tatum was in the first one?
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
He was in the second one also.
He is hysterical in the fucking...
21 Jump Street.
He is fucking hysterical in 21 Jump Street.
Is he great?
But a douchebag on Twitter.
Is he?
He is.
I heard he's the nicest guy.
What did he do on Twitter?
He blocked Bert for jerking off on Chat Roulette.
Positively to you jerking off?
It's okay to cheat was the hashtag. It's okay to cheat. And he was like, it's never okay to cheat. Never.
That guy sounds awesome.
Why is he
awesome.
A what douchebag?
Fuck that guy.
Fucking monogamy
Your
piece
instance.
Of shit.
Fuck Channing Tatum about that shit.
I hope you all pick him as the shithead tonight.
Channing Tatum
that,
or me?
That monogamous shithead, either one.
To abide by the rules of the game, I'll say $50 million. And I think that movie only cost $10 million to make.
Ooh, it cost so much more.
Oh, less
no,
than
I
that.
Guarantee
so
it was $5
They shot it
million.
On cell phones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit, I guess it was less. I'll say $50
million. Okay. Spent a lot on chargers, but...
Come on.
I bet it cost $5 to $10 million. No
what are
way
you
to
saying?
More. $50
million. You're saying 50. Bert said 45. And Amy said $1 million.
Amy said one.
So Ben is our winner because it made $65.3 million.
Let me
tell you how much it cost.
I don't,
Ben,
have, I don't
honest,
have access
honest.
To that.
If you had been sitting in the middle and you had to pick second, would you have picked above $40,000?
I would have picked $60 million.
You cocksucker.
Yeah. But I want to be safe. I want to be safe.
Yeah, there's no reason to fuck around. I don't
I,
know why
I
you
still,
didn't say
$46
million.
I'm sticking with $1
million. Amy, I don't think you know how the game works. This
What's
is so
up?
Embarrassing.
What's up?
Oh, wait till you see how she plays Leonard Maltin game.
What game?
What is this?
Who, what, where? So if you all don't mind, are there name tags in the house tonight?
Name tags.
Oh, Jason has a plane. Total recall was written on a piece of paper.
Did you see Total Recall? Doug
I did not,
see,
no.
Did you guys see it?
No.
I saw the first, you mean the...
I just saw Harakiri.
Yeah, how was that?
It was really fucked up.
Okay. So yeah, go ahead and stand up and go pick the name tag you want to play for. Just go get it from them.
Oh, go get it.
There's I'm taking my shirt off in fucking 5 seconds.
Why does it say Karcher instead of Archer? Is your name Karcher?
Oh, it's
Carter. Carter.
Yeah.
Close enough, I guess. Ben likes the Archer guy. Oh, somebody brought some cookies. Petridge Farm. What's his name on there?
Don't read that bird out loud.
No, I got you.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, that was nice of you to tell
Bert
to
nice.
Not read the shithead, but, you know, I do brief them backstage.
Jordan told me to tell
And, but they also do, the, and by they, I mean the guests. They screw it up.
This is my
what do you have there?
It's a great fucking movie.
Back
number
to,
two.
Back
number
to
two.
The Future is my favorite movie.
Number two
time.
Is even better.
Back to the Future 2 is amazing.
Number
Back
two.
To the
Wait
one
a second.
Is
You're
love.
So alone on that.
I love, I'm being dead serious.
Why do you
Show
love two so much? Crispin Glover's
like,
barely in it.
Crispin Glover's so good in the first movie.
That
Glover's
movie made $1 million.
No, God, Amy, you do not know how this
what?
Works.
What's up?
I don't think
oh,
you know
that looks
currency
so fucking
works.
Creepy, Amy.
What's up? This is the closest I'll ever come to having a child.
One day.
Wait, you're not pregnant?
No, I'm not keeping it.
Wow! What is
Joe,
that?
Jesus Christ, Amazing. Tighten up on that one.
You look pregnant. So Amy has a jumper? Or overalls for a child,
so
but with the but
slippers.
With the tennis shoes sewn in,
little footsies.
That are little footsies, and it says Jessica.
Oh, baby,
it's
Jessica.
Hesica.
Hesica.
No, not the one at the bottom of the well. You sick? How are you allowed to have kids?
Oh my God, I'm getting hammered. Yeah, I
if
got.
If Burr was wearing this, it would look a lot like this.
And if I was wearing it,
make it smaller.
Wait, shut up! Why did you put your
oh,
right
yeah.
down to see that?
That's you
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why I put the mic down for just so I could do it. I didn't want to put my cell phone down because I might spill on it. Okay, so who are you playing for, Bert? You're playing for
Rick
to the Future.
Rick to the Future.
Yeah.
Wait a time for yourself, Rick.
Mattel makes replicas of the hoverboard from Back to the Future 2.
Who does?
Mattel does. They for a very short time, and I purchased one, but I never got it in the mail. So I think I was had. But maybe it's coming in like 6 months.
Oh, it's coming. It's going to show up.
I ordered a train from Back to the Future 3.
Dude, they destroyed it.
I ordered
I'm playing for Carter.
Train. Carter.
Carter, and the shirt says Archer, which
Archer,
I love that
but
TV
he
show.
Added a C to...
He sure
so
did. So
Karcher.
It says Karcher, which Karcher. Doesn't work at all.
You know something interesting about Archer is that all those actors live in Atlanta.
No,
That's
John
not
Benjamin.
True.
John
Benjamin
lives in New York.
Chris Parnell doesn't live in Atlanta.
You have no
Judy
facts.
You guys are horrible.
You are without
Aisha Tyler lives
go,
in L.A.
Okay?
so
you know,
wrong.
Don't you know how to? You sound like my fucking
the
wife.
The Adult
with new
Swim
people.
Headquarters.
That never happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
God, I'm so sorry.
Seriously, I met one girl that I thought I poured.
My wife. We sound like your wife with new people.
Yeah.
Like she just shuts you down at every turn.
I start to tell a good story, and she's like, "That never happened." I'm like,
but then it's not a story.
I met your wife.
That's how
and
a story works.
She's
you connect
very smart.
A to B. All I need is that guy to get there and him to get here. I
like that you don't let
there.
Yourself get weighed down with things like facts.
No.
The cast of Archer.
All lives.
I swear to God, Google
Adult
that
Swim's
shit.
Headquarters is in Atlanta, and that's it.
It's not even on Adult Swim.
Fucking shit. What happened to respect your fucking elders, okay? I'm
yeah,
fucking
FX,
easily...
FX isn't in Atlanta. Why would they be in Atlanta?
Is that all you're thinking about? That it's a...
You're thinking about the cast of Walking Dead.
I knew he was thinking about Adult Swim.
Hold on. Hold on one second.
You are batting zero today. You picked up the bat. That bat fell out of your fucking hands. You keep swinging for no reason with your hands. You just whip it.
The game's over, Bert.
This is the best part of anything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is the best.
I fucking stood behind that stage.
You were so proud. You were like, get ready for this. This is going to blow
but
your mind,
motherfuckers. But no Adult Swim show record. Like Robot Chicken records here. None of that stuff records in Atlanta.
Okay, we get it.
And the only thing I can think of that's there
oh,
is Adult
man,
Swim.
Oh, man, I'm going to write a history Squidbillies? Book.
Man, I would buy that in a second. That would be the best.
Oh my God,
which one's Archer?
It's this oh, one. God. John Benjamin plays this guy.
It's a cartoon.
Did you...
Oh, God.
You're thinking of Drop Dead Divas.
Yeah.
Margaret Cho lives in Atlanta.
Please tell me you're not homeschooling your kids.
You're thinking of Frasier, I think.
No, they live in Seattle.
Drop Dead Divas.
They live in Seattle.
I know.
Fuck me.
What movie, what TV show were you thinking of, Pro?
I have no fucking idea.
Great, cool. Right. Cool, man.
So
super
one
cool.
With all, okay, just go.
All right, so Ben's playing for Karcher, Bert's playing for Rick, and
I'm playing for Hesika.
Amy's playing for Hesika. We'll start with Ben and then go to Bert and then to Sarah. Ben gets to pick a category from the following choices. At Denver _ yeah suggested Snape's on a Plane. That's movies where Alan Rickman flies.
Oh, what?
In some way, he flies. Snape's on a Plane.
I don't even know who Alan or, is.
Snape's on a Plane.
Or
he was in Back to the Future. He played the Death.
I don't think that's right. I'm so sorry.
No, he filled in for Crispin Glover in Part 2. That's true.
Wait, who the fuck's Alan Rickman?
Is this Mr. Potter? How dare you, Mr. Potter?
You are a master impressionist.
Doug's a dialect coach.
Is
that true?
We are not terrorists, Mr. McLean.
You sound like Morgan Freeman.
The same exact voice he uses for both of them.
He's always Alan Rickman.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, I will man. Take.
I, who the fuck
I will
about.
Take from the poor, Mr. Hood.
Robin Hood.
Now I don't know who you're talking
can
about.
Can I tell you one of the funniest things that I saw online was something called Alan Rickman drinking tea dramatically. Have you guys seen it?
It's sounds great.
It's unbelievably funny. And it's just slow motion of him drinking tea, 7 minutes long. And then by the end, he looks in the camera and he fucking wrecks the whole thing. It's so funny, but still online. Sorry. Snape's on a Plane.
In theaters now, Bert. What are you looking up on your phone? You cannot look up the answers.
Oh, Bert.
You went on my phone first? Hey.
How did you know his code?
I tried his code, no, it's not mine.
Oh, my God.
I do that always. I always pick up everybody else's phone and be like, is this
I it? Know. Yours doesn't even have a fucking guard
yeah.
on it. Like,
yours says your name on the back.
Yeah, let's go.
That's a fun game. Do I have the same code as this guy I just met?
What are the odds?
What happens if it did? Would you have just called? Is that whatever you need to do?
I would have looked up Alan Rickman.
You want more Alan Rickman? Like
impressions?
Don't pick that one.
Keon.
Don't worry, I won't.
In theaters now.
Okay.
That's movies that are in theaters now.
Great.
Do you want to consult your phone?
Nope.
Or Charlize Theron. Are you familiar with her?
She killed her father.
Correct.
No. Ah, fucking high five on that
no,
shit.
No, it was the mother. Sit down.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
Charlie's.
I don't want to hear this.
Nope.
It made me
this is the truth.
Don't make me
this is, no, she, no, she's good.
She killed her mother?
She killed her father.
Her mother killed her father.
And then they put her in a fucking plane, probably, and then got her out of the country.
What are you... Is that real?
Fucking 100%
real. You realize that I can't believe anything you say.
Nothing.
Dog, back me up.
She grew up in Africa. I do know that.
Joburg,
son. And fucking, they killed her.
Oh.
She killed her father.
I don't believe it. I
she
believe
did
it.
Not kill her father.
Clearly.
Seriously, look
the
that shit up.
The guy that
you're
knew the other
of
thing.
Star Wars.
Oh, I'm thinking of Scarlett Johansson.
No.
There is no famous actress who killed her own father.
All right, fine. I guess for legal reasons, we'll say I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. I'm an asshole.
Yes, why are you saying it sarcastically? Yes, you're an asshole.
No, oh, I get it.
What are you doing?
When you start with the cast of Archer Lives in Atlanta,
listen.
Where can we go from there?
And also, Carrie Fisher took a stone to her own face.
Look.
You have not said one fact. The only thing you said factual is that you have kids that are alone watching TV.
And we don't even know if that's true.
They're in the car.
It's not going the way I thought it would.
Stay away from my fucking phone.
Google that shit.
No.
Come. Okay, all right.
So now.
Charlize Theron.
Yes.
Mother or father, murderer.
So he's terrible.
Celebrating a birthday today.
Oh.
I hope she listens.
It's her birthday! Oh, fucking poor child.
Has she done this show?
Oh, what if Charlize Theron hears not. This and then goes, fuck it, now I gotta kill that guy.
Oh, God.
Because you're the only one who knows?
She didn't kill her dad.
She just knocked on the window. Just like, I'm like, is that fucking Charlize Theron? Boom, boom. Just like in that movie. All right.
Which movie? I can't wait for you to finish this.
It's
what movie? Tell me, what is it? Rookie of the Year?
The one with black people in Baltimore. They
Color
knock on
purple.
Your window. Nope, they knock on
okay.
your window. Everyone knows this. It's a big movie. It's a TV show.
Oh, Sweet.
Finding Nemo.
TV show. It's a TV show.
Finding Nemo.
All right.
I know what it is, but I haven't seen it, so I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, my God.
Charlize was on a TV show?
It's a liar, but let's not talk about it. I haven't seen
it. No, I'm not
it.
A liar.
Wire.
Charlize Theron was on The Wire?
No.
Oh, The Wire! The Wire! It's The Wire! It's The Wire!
Oh,
it's The Wire! It's The Wire! It's The Wire!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's The Wire.
What is happening?
Is Charlize Theron is going to pull up in
Charlize
a Range Rover.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron.
Wait, something's happening.
I like her dress.
Oh.
Are you fucking kidding me
it
right now?
Nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me tune back into this fucking groundbreaking, worthless conversation.
That dress is going to be on the next roast,
Toby
I bet.
Toby online, yeah.
Wow.
If somebody doesn't murder me.
Oh, man. She was on Arrested Development for a couple
murder,
episodes.
Please don't murder Amy,
please
everybody.
Please don't murder me.
Remember when Charlize
yeah, and she played a kind of a...
She was
awesome.
She
was dumb on it.
I love that
special. Yes, that's what I meant.
That's the best show.
I'm gonna do in theaters now, rather.
Yeah. Good call.
Great.
All right. So what's the category?
In theaters now.
Okay.
That's motion
One
pictures that are
million.
In. Who played
yeah.
the masturbating guy in The Shield?
I got that one.
I guarantee you would fuck it up if it came to you. You would say Tobey Maguire. Wait a minute.
That is not what my laugh sounds like.
No, your laugh is amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right. What are the
prizes?
Yeah,
we
told him the prizes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you contributed.
Can I have one of mine?
You contributed right the Altoids. You need an Altoid. She's going to take an Altoid back. I almost said Indian giver, but they don't like that expression.
No, they hate it.
People that take things back don't like that expression.
Have you been staying in Hilton Garden Inns?
Take it off. You've already done it. Take it off.
I've already done it. I haven't taken it off
I've
yet.
Seen Bert naked so many times.
Are you taking your shirt off?
Yes.
Would it be a first?
I don't know if I can concentrate.
If his pants and underwear stays on, I'll be shocked.
It's going to be just like Magic Mike. I'm going to have to look away.
That movie looks good.
Bert used to follow me.
It really does.
Tanning Chatham.
Fucking dick Tanner.
Tanning Chatham.
Bert used to
million.
Follow me around the set asking if I wanted to play Leaky Submarine.
Is that a real story?
Yeah. Yeah, you.
You don't know how to play?
I'm assuming it's
tell
your
penis. Tell
them
how you play.
No, you get like me, you.
You duh, plug up all like the holes.
Four guys. We're the panicky sailors that gotta plug up our holes.
Leaky submarine.
Well, Amy walked in and she says, "Guys, we should play a game." And I was like, "How about leaky submarine?" And she was like, "How do you play?" I go, "Well, you bend over and go." And we're the sailors gotta plug up all your holes. And Donnell was like, "I'm in."
I know. What a rapist.
And Bert is like, "I get an ear." Dibs on an ear.
Hold this picture of Chickless.
That's the only way you can get hard now.
This movie
you
that's...
have to watch Fantastic Four, The Shield.
I am all over the place right now.
This movie that's in theaters now.
Let's do it.
Is the cinematic equivalent of a bag of pork rinds, according to Leonard.
In theaters now.
And he also says about this movie... "You'll probably have a better time than I did. Just hide the bag of pork rinds under your jacket."
What? Pork rinds on the
he
mind.
He brings the pork rinds thing back around. I don't know what? If that's a good clue. In fact, it's a terrible clue. But it's in theaters now, and he only lists five performers in the movie. How many names do you think it'll take for you to get it?
Can you give me the first sentence?
He says this movie's the cinematic equivalent of a bag of pork rinds. And then at the very end he says... "Just hide the pork rinds under your jacket." So he's basically saying you probably won't want to admit that you like this movie. I think that's what he's saying.
No, he's saying the movie's a piece of shit.
Is he racist?
That he snuck in pork rinds and he's eating pork rinds, and that's why it was only as good as a bag of pork rinds.
The interpreter with pork rinds.
There is no way that he said he snuck in a bag of pork rinds.
Wait, read that again.
This isn't Roger Ebert.
He said this movie is as good as a bag of pork rinds.
Correct.
However... just make sure they don't see your pork rinds when you come in.
Three names. I can do it in three names.
Fuck! You don't think I'm right about my sister?
No, I think you're right. I think you're right, buddy.
Okay.
No looking it up.
No, my sisters are calling. They're coming over.
Oh, what do
they
need?
They are?
Yeah, yeah. They're.
Are they here?
I don't know. I can answer the phone.
Right. I said three names. You said there are only five in existence, correct?
Yeah, five total.
I can do it five.
I'm so glad someone's more retarded than me today.
How many episodes did you listen to?
Oh, wait.
Do a lower number.
Are we playing the Leonard Nimoy? No.
Yes, the Leonard Nimoy game.
Stop. I'm sobering up.
I found out what Leonard Nimoy thinks of this movie that's in theaters now.
We're playing the Leonard Nimoy game, right?
And he's obsessed with pork rinds.
Okay. I can do it in two.
Great.
Name that movie. Amy, are you serious right now? Name that movie.
All
right.
I think you'll be in good shape. My personal opinion.
No one's ever said that to Bert before.
This is going to be great.
When the fuck did you get funnier than me?
He's going to name like like an 8-bit NES game.
Guys, silence.
Go.
Get
double dribble.
Give the machine some room to concentrate. your two names are Rosemary DeWitt.
I don't know who that is.
And Richard, I don't even know how to pronounce it because this is the first time.
Advantage Schumer.
Is it, how's it pronounced? Ayode? Ayode? Ayode?
Who's that?
Ayoade?
Ayoade, what was he in?
He was, can't find out.
He's in a show in another country that I haven't seen, but now he's in a movie here, and those are your only clues. Pork rinds and that.
So Rachel.
Name a movie that's in theaters now that doesn't start with Rachel.
No, what was the two names?
Rosemary DeWitt.
Rosemary DeWitt.
She played, she was the Patton Oswalt's baby mama in the TV series United States of Terra.
Come on, help him out.
Among other things.
How about something that I want?
I just thought he might see cable every once in a while when he's on the road.
Motherfucker.
Amy's gonna get
none of you guys know this, right?
I wouldn't be able to
guess. Okay. I'm gonna go with. I'm just gonna go up with "Step It Up Revolution."
Haven't you seen a billboard or a bus side that says Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, Jonah Hill, and Richard Ayoade?
Oh, that's that motherfucker!
The Watch.
The Watch.
The Watch. Amy gets the point.
Schumer gets the point. Jessica.
Schumer's on the board.
Rick, I'm sorry.
For our baby.
We got to move fast now, guys, because we're officially over time.
And Bert's about to black out.
Hey, let's go drink at the Birds after this, everybody.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's
go.
A lot of these people are going to stay for Comedy Bang Bang.
I might too. Who's on it?
Oh, a bunch of great people.
I might watch that too.
I like how you say, let's hurry this up, and then we just start talking about something else.
I miss you.
At FYI, you rock. That's their name on Twitter. Suggested Hunger Names, and that's movies where there's a food in the title. Movies where there's a food in the title. Oh, I should say who's going first. Amy challenged Bert, so Ben's going first, and this time it moves over to Amy after you.
Okay.
And your other options are the King of Pancakes category, the number one movie 10 years ago to this very day at the North American box office, or In Theaters Chow. And that's movies set in Italy.
Let's do King of Pancakes.
Oh, he wants the King of Pancakes.
Yeah.
2002 is when this movie was the number one movie in the country.
It's in college, yeah.
2.5 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that it that it makes you jump. Mm-hmm. And he also says that it's downright silly at times. And he lists 6 names.
Makes you jump?
How many names do you think you get in, Ben?
I'll say 3 names.
The category is 10 years ago.
3 names.
Yeah, he says 3 names, so we go to Amy. What are you going to do with that, Amy? I have a feeling I know what you're going to do with that.
Be a gangster.
3 names, he says.
3 names.
Do it.
You think you can go less?
Not really.
You're probably going to say...
Name that movie, motherfucker.
This could be for the win for Amy.
That's an endearing thing.
This is the win?
It might be. I have faith in Ben.
I think Ben's
going to
name it, but I know I could.
2002, number one movie as of today. So this month, number one movie right now.
This very day in 2002, it was the number one movie
in the
country.
And it's about pancakes?
Ben was in college.
According to thenumbers.com. And your 3 names are Patricia Callenber, Abigail Breslin,
and
Rory Culkin.
Oh my fuck! Really?
Dick City.
Those are your 3 names.
Rory Culkin.
I think Amy's gonna pull this shit out.
Amy's gonna fucking win.
If I win, I'm gonna pull my dick out.
Please get it right.
Abigail Breslin.
Wait, you don't want to see her dick?
I want to see it.
He's seen my dick. Oh my god. You don't
Abigail
understand
Breslin
her.
Abigail Breslin or Rory Culkin? Abigail Breslin.
Yeah, that's the woman from Little Miss Sunshine, right? The
and
girl?
Rory Culkin.
What are you doing?
Why are you doing that to him?
I thought it might
help.
He's taunting
somebody into the wind.
Please never coach
Rory Culkin, 2002. You were in college.
Why do you keep saying things?
Why are you doing
this? Trying to help him. I don't want to see your dick.
Just look at my dick.
I don't know what it would be. Outside of Little Miss Sunshine. I'll say Little Miss Sunshine.
All right. Amy's our winner.
What?
And,
yes!
Let me get Jessica.
Do it, Bert. Do it.
And the remaining names are...
It's the one where he's crippled, isn't it?
There's a nice way to put
that. You don't
even
know what it is and you were going that crazy? Cherry Jones, Joaquin Phoenix, and Mel Gibson.
And Signs.
I won. What do
Yay.
I get?
You
I
don't
get nothing,
win anything.
Right?
Oh. You have to give up those Altoids.
Them back, actually? I regret putting them in there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Just take your Altoids back.
Jessica! And, do I go bring it
And where's Jessica? Where's she at? Come get your prize,
get your
Jessica.
Thing. Where does it say?
Congratulations. And do you want your little weird...
you want this back?
Girl clothes with shoes attached
I would
back?
Like to bring this on the plane with
How
me,
you
though.
My
Hi,
God.
Jess.
There you go. Oh, it was a Halloween costume.
Oh, you've gained weight.
Yeah. You gained height since you wore that.
Tiny bit. I was Michelle Tanner.
Oh, nice.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Here, I'll do it.
That's really fucking funny.
Oh, everywhere you look.
We're all black.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
That's amazing.
That's amazing with all black on.
I was both
baby.
This is going to kill on the podcast.
yeah.
This is going to visually kill on the podcast.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
Oh no! Oh, it's gonna dance on the table.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, nice!
She got
I can't believe we didn't capture that on microphone.
Don't forget this. It's kind of wet.
There's 3 shirts in there.
She said
you know any fat
dude. There's just 2 in there.
What happened to the other one?
I gave one away already.
Hopefully, it's not the small because that's all.
Yeah. You might want to work it out. Work it out with her to get the right size.
Yeah.
Ben, you got anything to plug? Anything coming up?
That Randy Cunningham TV show is actually coming out soon. It's coming out next month, September 13th or something like that on Disney XD.
Nice.
Watch Fantastic. That. Disney XD that. And then Parks and Rec. House of Lies. If you guys watch House of Lies on Showtime, man, that'd be huge. We start filming in October. It starts in 2013.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. Bert, what's going on?
I'm casting for Tripflix coming up. If you guys want a vacation of a lifetime, follow me on Twitter, and I will tell you where I'll be, and I will take you on a ridiculous vacation. We're going to Paris, Prague, New Zealand, Australia, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico. Twitter is at Bert Kreischer. K-R-E... Never mind.
Yeah, that's easy to spell.
Just fucking good luck.
K-R-E-I-S-C-H-E-R.
Triplets on Travel Channel. How the fuck did you do that?
Because I know you and I know how to spell your name.
Good job, man.
Oh, mine's at Rejected Jokes.
At Rejected Jokes, yeah. And Amy's at Amy Schumer. Straight up. Watch the roast on Sunday, August 12th,
and then my hour airs on Comedy Central on August 18th.
August 18th.
Please watch. Amy August 18th at 11
hour.
PM. My hour.
And
wait, can I say one plug for one thing?
No, that's it.
Brody Stevens' show is my favorite thing I've ever fucking seen.
On HBO Go, right?
Check it out on HBO Go. It's one of the coolest things I've ever fucking seen.
HBO Go. And I've added a 9:30 stand-up show at Helium in Philly on August 20th, and I'll be at the Funny Bone, Virginia Beach, August 22nd and 23rd.
Nice.
Thanks again to Ben Schwartz, Bert Kreischer, and Amy Schumer.
Yay!
I'm going to get a picture of you guys, so don't run out of here. And as always, yeah, get the shirt off. As always, shut up. Shut up. As always, Baseball Jordan is a shithead. I knew there would be backlash. And I love this one. Olympic dreams are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to come to other hockey. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves.